This is John Bierman, filling in for Christopher Springman. Welcome to a special edition of Body Language. I'm a recent graduate of the Sound, Voice, and Music Healing Certificate Program at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco. For my final project, I decided to invite classmates into my studio over several months for discussion and musical improvisation. Each session went in its own unique direction, and as more time was spent in the studio, it became apparent that these sessions were becoming therapeutic. What you're hearing right now is an improv collaboration from a session with four classmates. Before making this music, however, we talked about some of our biggest takeaways from the class and followed that up with another musical collaboration.
One of the things that I feel like had surprised me most about this program was how much I needed something personally. And so I think in retrospect, it was kind of ambitious to think that, oh, I'm going to go into this program and then I'm going to have something ready to go as soon as I come out, or this is going to prepare me for something else professionally, when really I think what I've gained more than anything out of it is some sort of personal, spiritual growth. And I think the other things will come later. The other things will extend from me, will radiate from me once I've gone through whatever this personal journey that I need to go through.
Whispers in the morning.
Our discussion then turned to ancestry, and the next short clip is what came up musically for Lori, Steven, and I. The next clip is another discussion with a fellow classmate who's a music teacher by day. I asked him how this class has affected his connection to music, as well as his daily routine.
The thing that it has changed the most is the way that I deal with the stress of teaching, because I get up every morning and I meditate with sound. I had started to meditate only a year before the program started. I was doing just sitting still. I had read some Rudolf Steiner. I was reading about working with thought, really focusing thought. And introducing the sound element to meditation was really something that I just took to it like a sponge to water. It's just a really good way to balance and connect and go inward in a way that's really fluid. So just being able to do that in the mornings before going to a day of teaching, that has helped me a lot with how I relate to the kids, how I relate to myself during the day. Sometimes it's stressful, obviously, working with kids, and sometimes with parents or people at school and all that. So it's really nice to have that resource. And when there's that connection of my practice at home is in sound and music, and then my work is also in sound and music, everything does get a little bit integrated.
Next, we're going to sing the fourth class and do movement 2D4. Again, we're going to sing with like a band, like a conversation with movement 2D4. So if you want to come.
couldn't resist this one. This is us standing outside of CIAS after class. Wendy on flute, just talking, making plans for the future.
No, that's good. I can't top that. Movement and tuning forks. Movement and tuning forks.
The last group that came to my studio was Maureen and Mark. I asked the same questions that I had asked the previous group, but it led to different answers, of course, and different music, as you'll hear. Why are you in this program, the CIAS Sound Healing and Music Program?
I think there's a personal point to it, but then, as you know, life has so many aspects. So I think, first of all, Sylvia was calling in, right? In her own way, you know, like we all co-created this whole thing together. But what brought me in was I wanted to get out of Ibiza, first of all, and I wanted to, you know, get out in a way which brings me forward instead of just running away. So I patiently was just waiting for the right sign, and then that course came to me again.
How has it changed your connection with music?
Well, I mean, it has been a huge wave from the first class until now. I'm like, kind of like, what happened? You know, I mean, I went into such a deep personal process, which I haven't expected. I said, okay, cool, I'm going to San Francisco, CIIS, I'm going to be a student, and it's just all like very scientific. And it's exactly the other way around. It's like such a personal, emotional, physical process I entered, where actually after a month already, I thought, does Sylvia know what she's doing? Like, kind of like I felt, you know, we all entered onto a boat, like kind of Ark and Noah situation. And obviously Sylvia knows what she's doing, but I went into my own healing process. But something did change. And I think Sylvia is just amazing with how she's encouraging all of us, you know, like each one individually.
Mr. Takata?
Yes.
What brought you to our little program? A little cohort.
Oh gosh. My intention is to really bring sound healing into the world, and I've done it in ceremonial space, different meditations. I've used chakra chants, toning, flute music, high frequency tuning forks, the biosonics, the acutonics in my practice. Yet, you know, sure, I practiced this for 10, 15 years, but there was still something more that I was searching for. And at the beginning of the course, they asked, what was your intention or your words? And mine was refinement and rebirth. I'm still integrating all of it. It's a, like you said, a wave. It has done what I had asked for, and more so than I'd ever expect. It's a beginning. It's a real beginning. I'm grateful and excited to see what comes, because with collaboration is just, that's to me really has a lot of juice, and it amplifies the individual and the whole.
I'd like to thank Sylvia Nakash, the coordinator and teacher of the Sound, Voice, and Music Healing Program at CIIS, for guiding our cohort on this transformational journey. I'd also like to thank the entire cohort for supporting me and contributing to this project. For more information, please visit www.facebook.com/expressivesoundstudios or ciis.edu. I'm John Bierman. Stay well.